Let's do some catching up.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within my... And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students of Sangam Taekwondo, thank you for tuning in to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 69. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am back with you again. This is episode 69. Oh, I said that already. Man. So it's been a little while before since I have been behind the mic, and so I want to do a little catch-up episode with everybody, tell you what we've got coming up, what's been going on, just make sure we're all up to date with the things that are going on, because I've been off the mic. We've had some recorded episodes. We had a week that we missed. My basement got completely torn apart, and they kept putting it back. We got everything ready, and they delayed it and delayed it and delayed it, and it got torn up, and that's where all my recording stuff is. And then before that, we had Fall Nationals, which I want to talk about real quick here in a minute. And then during the whole basement thing that I had, we had the ATA Leadership Camp, which is the first one we've had in like more than 10 years, I think. And then the Master's Ceremony. All kinds of great things going on there in ATA Nation. So I just want to do a little catching up with you guys. I appreciate those of you guys reaching out to us on Instagram. We really love when you DM us out there on Instagram. It's a lot of fun to interact with our friends out there. I know I just got something not that long ago. Some cool stuff from Lucas Johnson. Some other great posts that we've been seeing. Obviously, Nolan the Ninja, we always get some great stuff from Nolan and his family. We love hanging out with them, which we saw at Fall Nationals. Fall Nationals, what a great event out in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you were able to go, but beautiful weather, beautiful location. I loved having sunshine in the convention center, the floor that we did all our training at. It was just amazing to have that, have the ability to, you know, get some sun in there. Because a lot of these convention centers that we go to, you know, they're big, giant buildings that don't always have windows. I will say I was judging at one point a great group of masters, and oh, man, it needed some sunglasses. It was so bright. Did some awesome training. Grandmaster Caruso did an introduction to this knife training that I brought back and did some with my Krav class. It was a lot of fun. Got to do the new Song Knot form and the Gumdo color belt forms. Those were excellent. And it was really neat to see Grandmaster MK present the names of those weapons forms to the people who helped create them. So I don't know if you heard about this. It was a really neat thing. So what Grandmaster MK did was created the names based on kind of Korean nicknames for the individuals who helped create these forms. So Chief Master Kaminsky, Chief Master Ko, Senior Master Barry, Chief Master Ramundi, and of course Chief Master Skyos, who kind of headed up the whole thing. They each got a Korean name, and that Korean name is taken. It's kind of like a zodiac thing. I don't understand how it all works, but they take like where they were born, when they were born, all these different, you know, the years and the months and stuff, and come together, and it comes up with this Korean name, and then that Korean name has all kinds of meanings behind it, just like I'm Year of the Dog, and a dog is loyal, and all these different things on it. It has that same kind of idea, and so they named each of the weapons after these individuals, and they presented Grandmaster MK presented them with these certificates that kind of had the meanings all written out in Korean, and then they showed those off. It was really neat. Such a cool way. This is actually the way our black belt forms were named as well. A lot of people don't know that. And I don't honestly even know which forms are named after which people that much. I believe the first degree form, Shimjun, is named from Grandmaster Sunho. I believe that is correct. If you're out there in ATA Nation and I'm wrong, let me know. Because I would love to know the correct answer if I am incorrect. But that was a great thing. We got a workout with Grandmaster MK there at Nationals. And then, you know, all kinds of great training, great events. You know, the competition was amazing. And there were record number, you know, over 1,800 competitors that weekend at the tournament. Over 200 teams, I believe. And it was just an awesome time. Get back from that, and, you know, just, what, a couple weeks later, I head down to Little Rock for the ATA Leadership Camp, and if you weren't there, you missed out on a great training. These leadership camps are something we used to do years ago. It's been more than 10 years since we had one, and it's a great opportunity to get together. Usually, it's a bunch of high ranks, but we had, you know, all different ranks of black belts that were there. It was amazing to see so many chief masters and even grandmasters that were there training with us. You know, I'm a senior master, seventh degree, and I was like four or five rows back. So that just shows you what kind of amazing martial artists were there. But we got to do some excellent training with Grandmaster MK. The training staff there was awesome. Chief Master Tammy was there and did some training with us. Chief Master Skiles, of course, did some excellent training. And then we got to review all of the color belt weapons forms, which in the next 6 months, we're going to need to talk a little bit more about just to make sure that we are all ready to judge these as they come to our tournament circuit starting at Worlds 2023. And that'll be here before you know it. So we got to do all of those weapons again, and I have gone to all the seminars for all of them, so I have done all of them. It's been a couple weeks since I had done any of the Gumdo and Songknot from Nationals, and it was nice to review those again, but that was a great opportunity. We did a traditional soap and candle ceremony, and it was actually the first one ever with Grandmaster Sunho having his candle lit and Grandmaster MK lighting his candle from Grandmaster Sunho's. So that's kind of a first time there of Grandmaster MK getting that. And then us all lighting our candles from Grandmaster MK. So it was a really special thing, followed by a very unique thing where we were right after that escorted down to the basement because there was a tornado warning and we all hung out in the basement after the crammed in like little sardines after the soap and candle ceremony. We got to climb, hike this trail to a waterfall. This waterfall was a special waterfall that Eternal Grandmaster had taken Grandmaster Sunho to at one point in his training and in their time together. And then Grandmaster Sunho, when Grandmaster MK was training to become the new presiding grandmaster, took Grandmaster MK to this waterfall as well. And they did a workout there and stuff. So it was really special to go with them and get to hear about that event and those history making trips that they had. I'm telling you, this leadership camp was great. We also got to sit around a fire and listen to Grandmaster Emeritus Sunho talk about just coming to the United States in his early days in Taekwondo, and it was just amazing to hear. Grandmaster Sunho has done so much for us, for the organization, and it was just a super special thing to hear. And, you know, as you know, he has retired and then had to come back, and then, you know, is now passed the torch again. He was there at camp wanting to support Grandmaster MK. And it was just really special because he was, you know, vulnerable in the way he was talking and telling us about the past and our history, you know, talking about how we're doing and what we need to work on. And it was just a really special time. And, you know, the guy is just amazing. You know, we could not have asked for a better leader after Eternal Grandmaster passed away in 2000. You know, Grandmaster Sunho has really held us together. His discipline You know, I think if there was one word that most anyone would use to describe Grandmaster Sun Ho, it would be, you know, disciplined. And that emphasis is so very important and something that we want to continue to foster. So it was great. We went right from there to the master ceremony. Congratulations to all the new masters, senior masters, chief masters. I just love the ceremony. If you didn't watch it online, you really missed out. I have not missed a master's ceremony since I was like a first degree, the first worlds I went to. I missed the master's ceremony because our flight was late, and I was so angry because it was just something that was super cool, and I don't think I've missed a single one since then. Because I just find the master ceremony as this such a meaningful thing, really shows the art that we have and the history and the tradition in it. And I was lucky again to sit in the garden and watch these wonderful individuals go through their ceremony, and it was great. Something that I hope you all get to do. Set your goal to be in there. And I was thinking, you know, I have my goal to test for my eighth degree and become a chief master. And my daughter's only three. And I was thinking, man, next time I go through this ceremony, my daughter could be a black belt. You know, that's how long it'll be. But you got to set those goals and keep working towards them. So, you know, that's just kind of what's been going on. Let me give you a couple of updates on upcoming events. Let's get to that.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, if you haven't heard, we have Spring Nationals in Dallas, Texas, March 1st through the 4th in Dallas. It's going to be first time in Dallas. I know Chief Master Sister and all the guys down there in Texas, they all say that, you know, everything's bigger in Texas. They're going to go and try to have a record-breaking event just like we had in Pittsburgh. If you haven't heard, the applications for testing, I think that due date is coming soon. If you want to save money on those, so you can head over to atamartialarts.com. Make sure you have your instructor's permission to submit your midterm testing application, your rank testing application. I know there's some hotels that are booking up very, very quickly. ATA is working on adding some new hotels. I just saw the other day. But if you haven't scheduled or booked a hotel, you need to look into that right away. There's a whole list of the ATA you know, hotels that you can go to, at atamartialarts.com as well. And then, there are training seminars they've announced already. And I know that, I just heard, it was just announced online that they're going to be adding a business seminar. They didn't mention who all was going to be at that yet, but, that's going to be added to the schedule. Let's look at the schedule real quick. They're going to do colored belt weapons. I know one of the big focuses is going to be working on after they do another round of the Gumdo and Songnat. So they're going to do those at Nationals, but they're going to do a whole series of the 2023 weapons competition rollout. So it's like from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock on March 2nd there at Nationals. And they're just going to go through all of the information, you know, just how are we going to roll this out? What we need to be focused on? How are we going to compare, prepare our judges and competitors? That's going to be a big thing there. So I would really suggest you try to make that one. Mrs. Kaminsky is going to be doing her injury prevention and performance training seminar. It's going to be another great one. Got some black belt weapons that they're going to be reviewing. That's the mid-range Zhongbong and the Jipong Yi. ATA Maximize Your Business. Okay, so we're going to do the ATA Max curriculum and kind of how you can, you know, integrate this into your business as well if you're a licensee. Weapons to the max. They're going to do a ATA max with really a big focus on the weapons as well. And then a traditional training with Grandmaster MK. So those are some of the events, some of the trainings that you can sign up for right now. Okay, so I would definitely suggest get the early bird prices. All the prices are better before you register, if you register before the end of November. So definitely do that. It looks like that's, Team USA training, of course, is going to be then that week. The testing will be Friday as usual. And then, Saturday, big competition day, get everything in and out. So again, you can get registered right now. Let's see. This, you want to get online registration. The regular registration ends the end of January. So make sure you get registered early. You save the most money if you do it then. Okay. It's really, the best way to go. You're going to spend way more money if you wait to register. So just get it done. Get it done. That's Nationals coming up. I know it's going to be a great event. So I highly suggest that you check that out. Okay. A couple of things we got coming up. So let's see. On the podcast, we've got an interview coming up with an awesome club owner. We want to talk to some of these club owners out there. We've also got an episode coming up with kind of an ATA oldie and a new someone who's really helping bring some great stuff to the ATA. Miss Melody Johnston is going to be on the podcast here real soon. So make sure you've subscribed, share this with a friend, and don't forget, we still are working on a super special little project with some stuff I want to hand out to you guys, but you got to get a membership. It's cost like $3 or something ridiculously cheap. You just got to go to atama.ninja/uncut. Okay, grab one of those. I want to get that out to you real soon. We just had to put it a little bit on the back burner with other stuff going on. ATA Nation is busy. Summertime is busy. We just finished up all these great events. We got a little time to relax between now and January, the new year, all the great stuff coming. But until then, make sure that you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Hey guys, I know a little rambly on our episode today, but there's a lot going on, a lot of different things. I didn't want to put a podcast out and just ignore all the stuff that had been going on. We had a great episode with Mr. Wolf last week, which I thought was really cool. Some great stories. So I thought I'd be a little light on the content, just update you on the things that have been going on. Don't worry. More stuff. Awesome. Coming up. Great interviews. And, just take care. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.